You hear?
I did. Yes, Mataji, please go ahead.
Okay, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 14 and text number 52 onwards. Hare Krishna Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Please take over the call now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, dear Komalati Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I am very grateful to all of you, especially to Nirtita Sundari Mataji and Priti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity to speak on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita today. So we'll get started. Today we will be discussing two verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antelila chapter 14, verse number 52 and 53. 52 and 53. So let us chant our Mangalacharan prayers. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमोऽं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. Antya Leela, which is the most confidential Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chapter number 14, entitled Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Feelings of Separation. And we'll be reading verse number 52 and 53. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing the situation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his Antya Leela in the Gambhir, especially at night when he was with his intimate associates, Srila Ramananda Rai and Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. Verse number 52. Krishnera vyoge gopir dasha dasha hai sei dasha dasha haya prabhura udaye. Krishnera vyoge gopir dasha dasha hai sei dasha dasha haya prabhura udaye. Translation and purport by our most revered founder Acharya. Om Vishnupada Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtottara Shata Shri Srimad Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When the gopis felt separation from Krishna, they experienced 10 kinds of bodily transformations. These same symptoms appeared in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that when the gopis would feel separation from Krishna, especially after Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura, along with Akrur and his elder brother Balram. The three of them got on the chariot and they went to Mathura. And then they were gone. So the pangs of separation that the gopis felt, those pangs of separation would lead to 10 different bodily transformations in the gopis. And because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Radha Bhav, was in Gopi Bhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also manifested these same 10 bodily transformations. Verse number 53. Chintatra jagarodvegau tanavam malinangata pralapo vyadhiru namado moho mrityur dashadasha. Translation. The 10 bodily transformations resulting from separation from Krishna are anxiety, wakefulness, mental agitation, thinness, uncleanliness, talking like a madman, disease, madness, illusion, and death. Purport. This purport is very special, my dear friends. So please pay close attention. Our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, is a very confidential associate of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. He is coming in the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Parampara. He is a glorious disciple of Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtottara Shata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he is the topmost Vraj Rasik Vaishnava who is giving the most fallen people like us the very highest spiritual gift. And please pay close attention to this purport. This purport, I say, is special because this purport is one of the many purports that shows Srila Prabhupada's amazing scholarship, his deep spiritual understanding, and his tender Vraj Rasik heart. You will see all this in this purport. It's a very, very well-researched and scholarly. At the same time, as far as the spiritual mellows are concerned, it's a very, very deep purport. This verse is part of a description of Srimati Radharani's different traits from Ujjwala Neelamani, Vipralambha Prakaran, text 153, by Srila Rupa Goswami. In this book, he elaborately explains the 10 symptoms as follows. So there are 10 bodily transformations that Srimati Radharani and the gopis had when Krishna left Vrindavan. These same 10 bodily transformations were manifested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his Antya Leela in the presence of Sarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanandara in the Gambhira. The first is chinta, anxiety. As stated in the Hamsadut, Hamsadut is a book that Srila Rupa Goswami wrote. Again, it's a very confidential book. And in this book, Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi, along with other confidential gopis, they are crying on the banks of Yamuna in separation from Krishna. At that time, Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi, they see a beautiful white swan swimming and floating across the Yamuna. And in the madness of their love, Srimati Radhika Rani and Lalita Sakhi, specifically Lalita Sakhi, summons that Hamsa, that white swan bird. And she starts speaking to the swan. Lalita Sakhi starts speaking to the swan. And on behalf of Srimati Radharani, she writes a letter to Krishna and tells the swan to take it to Mathura. To take it to Mathura and deliver that message to Mathuranath, Krishna, who has forgotten them. So this message is a very sorrowful message. And it shows Srimati Radharani's ecstatic pain in separation from Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada is quoting from that book. Hare Krishna. Hamsaduta, verse number 2. Yadaya to gopi ridaya madano nanda sadana Mukundo gandinyastanayam anurundhan madhupurim Tadaman kichinta sariti ghanagurna parichayai Agadhyā yam badha mayapayasi radha viha virahini. At Akrur's request, Krishna and Balaram left the house of Nanda Maharaj for Mathura. At that time, the mind of Srimati Radharani was disrupted and she became almost mad because of extreme separation from Krishna. She experienced great mental pain and agitation, which caused her to drown in mental speculation in the river of anxiety, chinta, anxiety. River of anxiety. Chinta Sariti, anxiety, river of anxiety. So Lalita Sakhi is looking at that white swan in the river Yamuna and telling the swan that my Srimati Radharani is also in a river of anxiety, Chinta Sariti. She thought, now, Srimati Radharani is thinking, now I am going to die. And when I die, Krishna will surely come back to see me again. But when he hears of my death from the people of Vrindavan, he will certainly be very unhappy. Therefore, I shall not die. This is the explanation of the word chinta, Srila Prabhupada says. This is the explanation of the word chinta. Such a deep explanation. Srimati Radharani is thinking in separation from Krishna, now I am going to die. But when I die, Krishna will surely come back to see me. But when he hears of my death from the people of Vrindavan, he will feel very unhappy. And because Krishna will feel some unhappiness upon my death, I will not die. I will continue to burn in this separation.
Yadayato gopi ridaya madano nanda sadanan mukundo gandinya stanaya manurundhan madhupurim tataman ke chinta sariti ghanagurna parichayair agadhayam badha mayapaya siradha virahini.
The entire Hamsadut, there are some 140 or so verses in this book. They're all in this meter. So this is our Srimati Radharani. I will be combining our discussion with one lecture that Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj, who translated each and every word that Srila Prabhupada wrote into the Oriya language. Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, our acharyas, he was a GBC for many years in ISKCON, and a very, very exalted Paramhamsa Vaishnava, Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj. I will be speaking from his books, Mathura Meets Vrindavan, and based on some of his lectures that have been transcribed. So Srimati Radharani, she is telling Vishakha Sakhi and Lalita Sakhi,
Jamuna Tatini Kule Kelika Dambera Mule Morelaya Chalalot.
Actually, I think I'm singing it in the wrong way.
Jamuna tatini kule keli kadambera mule morela ye chalalo twaraya.
It's a very beautiful song. Srimati Radharani is saying, immediately take me to Jamuna, to the banks of Jamuna. She is telling Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi and other Sakhis.
Jamuna tatini kule keli kadambera mule morela ye chalalo twaraya.
Morela ye chalalo twaraya. Quickly take me to the kadamba tree. Keli Kadambera Mule, under the Kadamba tree on Jamuna Tata, on the banks of River Jamuna. Srimati Radharani is saying, in separation from Krishna, we are discussing about Chinta.
Anti Mera Bandhu Haye Jamuna Murti Kalaye Sakhi Mora Lipa Sarvagaya.
So, at the end of my life, these are my best friends, Srimati Radharani saying, these are my best friends, the Jamuna, the Kadamba trees, under which we had so many pastimes with Krishna.
Shama Nama Tadupari Likha Saba Sahachari Tulasi Manjari Diyotaya.
So then take the mud from the bank of Jamuna and smear it all over my body. My dear Sakhis, my dear Sahacharis, please smear the mud of Yamuna all over my body, Srimati Radharani is saying. And then
Shama Nama Tadupari.
And then all over my body you write Sham, 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 Sham. On my body you write Sham, Sham, Sham.
Likha Saba Sahachari Tulasi Manjari Diyotaya.
And then take Tulasi Manjaris. Vrindavan is a forest of Vrindadevi. Take Tulasi Manjaris And Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. The name of Shyam Sundar is not different from Shyam Sundar. The name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Abhinatvan Nama Nam, you know. So considering the name of Shyam written in the Yamuna mud that has been smeared on my body, with your fingers you have written Shyam Shyam, offer Tulsi Manjaris to all the Shyam Nam. All the names of Krishna, offer Tulsi Manjaris.
Amare Beshtana Kori Bala Sabe Hari Hari Jhakana Parana Bahiraya.
Then all of you sit. Amare Beshtana Kari. All of you sit next to my dear Sakhis, my dear Sahacharis, you sit around me. We are on the bank of Yamuna under the Kadamba tree. The mud of Yamuna is smeared all over my body. You have written Shyam, 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 the name of Shyam Sundar all over my body. You have offered Tulsi Manjaris to all the Shyam Nams. Then you sit around me and all of you chant Hari Hari. So when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is Srimati Radharani's Mahamantra. You are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani. She's saying, chant Hari Hari. And in this way, I will give up my body. But I will not give up my body, because then Krishna will feel sad that his Radharani has died. So I will hold on to my life, Srimati Radharani says. If anyone wants this song, please, you can contact Kirtida Sundari Mataji. We continue with the purport. The second symptom that manifested on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagara. Jagara means wakefulness. As stated in Padyavali, now just see Srila Prabhupada's scholarship. Now Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Padyavali in his purport. As stated in Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, verse 326.
याह पश्यन्ति प्रियं स्वप्ने धन्यास्ता सखियोषितः अस्माकं तु गते कृष्णे गता निद्रापि वैरिणी.
निद्रा अपि वैरिणी. निद्रा मीन्स स्लीप एंड दिस सिम्टम इज जागर वेकफुलनेस. सो नाउ ट्रांसलेशन. श्रील प्रभुपाद सेज, thinking herself very unfortunate, Srimati Radharani addressed her very dear friend Vishakha. My dear friend Vishakha, if I could see Krishna in my dreams, I would certainly be glorified for my great fortune. But what can I do? Sleep also plays mischievously with me. Indeed, it has become my enemy. Therefore, I have not slept since the departure of Krishna. So see the sweet mood of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is not able to sleep since Krishna has left Vrindavan. So Vishakha Sakhi must have asked Radharani, Radharani, why you are not sleeping? Why you have given us sleep? So Srimati Radharani is saying that, oh, I would like to sleep if I can dream about Krishna in my sleep. But what to do? Krishna doesn't come even in my dreams. Therefore, I am not sleeping. So this is therefore the symptom of wakefulness manifests. The third is udvega, mental agitation. This word is explained in the Hamsaduta 104 as follows. There is a very humorous story about Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada named one of his dear disciples Hamsaduta Das. Hamsaduta Das. This was in the early years of Krishna consciousness, our society. I think late 1960s. Hamsaduta Prabhu was one of the senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So most of the devotees knew what the meaning of their name was. So, but Hamsaduta Prabhu had no idea. And when he asked other devotees, they also had no clue what the meaning Hamsaduta is. Means. So he decided to ask Srila Prabhupada. Because everybody's name is something. Jaya Patak is Krishna's victory flag. Sat Swarup is Krishna, because Krishna Swarup is Sat Chit Ananda, Sat Swarup. So, Jaya Advaita. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda. So, Jaya Advaita Brahmachari. Now, our His Holiness Jaya Advaita Swami Maharaj. So, Jaya Advaita is coming from that. Verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mangala Charan, standard verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Jaya Advaita. But our Hamsa Duta Prabhu had no idea who he has been named after. So, he went to Srila Prabhupada and he asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I have a question for you. Yes, Srila Prabhupada said. So, Hamsa Duta Prabhu asked, who is Hamsa Duta? Because he wanted to know, like, who, Jaya Pataka is the victory flag of Krishna. Jadurani is Rukmini Devi, the queen of Krishna, the queen of the Yadavas, Jadurani. So, who is Hamsadut? So, Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, you. So, Hamsadut Prabhu's intention of asking was, who is this person? Who have I been named after? Prabhupada didn't answer. Then, many years passed and Hamsadut Prabhu was still very much inquisitive to know what his name meant. And he read so many books. He tried to figure out Bhagavad Gita and so many other places to find what is the meaning of my name, but he could not find. So after a few years, Srila Prabhupada was sitting, there was a room conversation and Srila Prabhupada was in a very light mood. And many devotees were asking questions and Prabhupada was answering. So Hamsadutta Prabhu said, this is my opportunity. So he again asked Prabhupada the same question. Prabhupada, what is the meaning of my name? Because last time he had asked Prabhupada, who is Hamsadut? And Prabhupada said, it's you. So this time he thought, let me ask it more clearly. Prabhupada, you have given me the name Hamsadutta Das. What does my name mean? So Srila Prabhupada looked at Hamsadutta Prabhu and said, read Srimad Bhagavatam. Read Srimad Bhagavatam and you will find it. So then Hamsadutta Prabhu, that time the entire Bhagavatam also was not translated. So he had to wait and he had to go through all the entire Bhagavatam. But he could not find, and he was telling this in his memories how Srila Prabhupada was being very funny with him and not making it easy for him. But of course his name is after this very beautiful book that Srila Rupa Goswami wrote, the Hamsadutta. So now Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Hamsadutta, verse number 104, to explain what is the meaning of udveg, mental agitation.
मनो मे हा कष्टं ज्वलति किमहं हन्त करवै न पारं नावारं सुमुखि कलयामास्य जलदे इयं वंदे मूर्ध्ना सपदितमुपायं कथय मे परामृश्ये यस्मात् धृतिकणिकयापि क्षणिकया.
Srimati Radharani addressed Lalita Sakhi. My dear beautiful faced Lalita, I cannot express how my heart is burning. It is a great unfathomable ocean of anxiety. Still, I wish to offer my obeisances at your lotus feet. What shall I do? Please consider. Please consider my condition and advise me how I can become peaceful. That is my desire. So Srimati Radharani doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know what to do. And she is saying, I offer my obeisances at your lotus feet, Lalita Sakhi, but please help me. How I can control this udveg, this mental agitation. It's an ocean of anxiety that I have. And my heart is burning. I don't know what to do. Please help me. So this is similar to the verse that Srimati Radharani has spoken, that Shripad Madhavendra Puri says, आई दीन दयार्द्रनाथ हे मथुरानाथ कदा वलोक्यसे.
Hridayam Tvadaloka Kataram Daita Brahmati Kim Karomyaham. Kim Karomyaham. I don't know what to do. Similar emotions. Hridaya Kataram. My heart is burning. Similar emotions. These are the emotions of Srimati Radharani, indicating mental agitation, udveg. Tanav, thinness, is described as follows. I'm trying to see what the meter is. Udanchat vaktram bhoruha vikritir antakulashita sadahara bhava dlapita kuchakoka yadupate. I am not able to figure out what this meter is. We'll try to chant it as Cheto Darpana Marjanam. That meter can be used for many verses. Udanchad vaktram bhoruha vikrite anta kulashita sadahara bhava glapita kucha koka yadupate vishushyanti radha tava viraha tapad anudinam nidaghe kulleva krashima paripakam prathayati. When Uddhav returned to Mathura after visiting Vrindavan, when Uddhav returned back to Mathura after his trip to Vrindavan, Lord Krishna inquired from him about Srimati Radharani and Sri Vishakha Sakhi. Uddhav replied as follows. Consider the condition of the gopis. Srimati Radharani especially is in a very painful condition because of separation from you. She has grown skinny. We are talking about Tanava, becoming thin. So Uddhava is reporting to Lord Krishna, she has grown skinny and her bodily luster is almost gone. Her heart is immersed in pain, and because she has given up eating, her heart has become as if diseased. Because of separation from you, all the gopis, especially Radharani, appear like dried up water holes under the scorching heat of the sun. See the condition of Srimati Radharani. In separation from Krishna, Srimati Radharani has become very thin. It appears as if her bodily luster has gone. She has become, her bodily complexion has become blackish in intense remembrance of Krishna. Because Srimati Radharani, she is deeply meditating on Krishna in her heart. Her whole complexion has become blackish. This is love. Next is Malina Angata. Mala means dirt. Malina Angata. The Anga, body becomes dirty. Uncleanliness is described as follows. Hima visara visirnam bhoja tulyana nashrihi khara marudapa rajyad bandhu jivo pamoshti aghahara sharadar ko tapiten divarakshi tava viraha vipatti mlapitasit vishakha.
Uddhav said to Krishna, in relationship to being unclean, it is one of the 10 symptoms. O most auspicious Krishna, please hear me. The tribulation caused by your absence has made Vishakha languid. Her lips tremble like trees in a strong wind. So her lips are quivering like the tree shakes in strong wind.
Her beautiful face is like a lotus flower that has withered under the snow. And her eyes are like lotus petals scorched by the heat of the autumn sun. So Krishna asked Uddhava about Srimati Radharani and Srimati Vishakha Sakhi. In the previous verse, Krishna spoke about, Uddhava spoke to Krishna about Radharani. And now in this verse, he's speaking about Vishakha Devi. Of course, the symptoms seen in Vishakha Sakhi are also manifest in Srimati Radharani, because Srimati Radharani is the source of all these ecstatic symptoms. So she is not able to take care of her own bodily cleanliness because she's so absorbed in separation from Krishna. So it is as if a storm has swept through the forest of Vishakha. Her lips tremble like trees in a strong wind. Her beautiful face is like a lotus flower that has withered under the snow. Withered under the snow. So why snow? Because our acharyas explain that heat is uncomfortable. When it is too hot in the summer, it's uncomfortable. But cold is misery. When it is extremely cold, it's frigid, it's misery. When it is hot, at least you can use a fan and, you know, you can wear cotton clothes and just, you know, go fan yourself, shade yourself. So heat is uncomfortable. But cold, if it is minus 10 and minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, you can imagine it is miserable. It's not compatible with life. Hare Krishna. In hot summer, you can keep hydrated and somehow mitigate the effects of the heat. But in cold, it is not livable. It is not compatible with life. And that is what happened. Krishna was like the Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna is Surya Sama. The sun was gone. So it was extreme cold, miserable for the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani. And there are extremes. And the eyes are like lotus petals. So what happened to those lotus of her eyes? They're scorched by the heat of the sun, autumn sun. What is that heat of the sun? The heat of fire of separation. The next symptom is pralap. Pralap, mad talking, is explained in the Lalita Madhava as follows. Kvananda kula chandramah, kvashikhi chandra kalankritihi, kvamandra murali ravah, kvanusurendra niladyutihi, kvarasarasatandavi, kvasakhi jivarakshaushadhir, nidhir mama surhitamah, kvatavahantaha digvidihi. This is Srimati Radharani's lamentation for her beloved Krishna, who was away from home. A woman whose husband has left home and gone to a foreign land is called Proshita Bhartrika, lamenting for Krishna in the same way that such a woman laments for her husband. Srimati Radharani said, "My dear friend, where is the glory of the family of Nanda, Maharaj Nanda? Kwa Nanda Kula Chandrama, where is the moon of the family of Nanda Maharaj? Who wears a half moon ornament on his head? Shikhi Chandra Kalankritihi. Where is Krishna, whose hue is like that of the Indra Neela jewel? Blue sapphire, Ujjwal Neelamani, Indra Neela jewel, and who plays so nicely on his flute. Mandra Murali Rava. Where is your friend, the best of all men, so expert in dancing in the circle of the Ras dance? Kvarasa Rasa Tandavi. Where is he who is the real medicine, Aushadhi, the real medicine to save me from dying of heart disease. Heart is broken. Hridaya kataram. So, rakshaushadhir. Where is that aushadhi that will save me? Jeeva rakshaushadhir. I must condemn providence, destiny. For destiny has caused me so many tribulations by separating me from Krishna. Srimati Radhikarani is condemning destiny for separating her from her beloved Krishna. This is called pralap, mad talking. Why mad talking? Because in our culture, a woman never speaks like this about another man who is not her husband. But even though there is parakya bhav, Srimati Radharani is openly crying like this, putting aside all shame, all social etiquettes. This is the deep love that Srimati Radharani is manifesting. The next is vyadhi. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Just see, we are told that if we surrender to Krishna, then we will be free from janma mrityu jara vyadhi. And here in the highest spiritual realm, there is a very different type of disease. Not the bhavarog, not the material disease, but this is a very sweet type of vyadhi, which is a symptom of the greatest spiritual perfection. These are Srimati Radharani's symptoms of Mahabhava. So what is this vyadhi disease? It is also described in Lalita Madhava.
Uttapi putapakato pikarala gramadapi kshobhano dambhole rapidusaha katuralam rinmagnas shulyadapi tivraha praudha visuchikani chayato uchair mamayam bali marmanyadya bhinatti gokulapater vishlesha janmajvarah.
Being greatly afflicted by the pain of separation from Krishna, Srimati Radharani said, "My dear Lalita, kindly hear me. I cannot bear suffering the fever." We're talking about vyadhi disease. "I cannot bear suffering the fever of separation from Krishna. I cannot bear this fever of separation from Krishna. Nor can I explain it to you. It is something like gold melting in an earthen box. This fever produces more distress than poison, and it is more piercing than a thunderbolt. I suffer exactly like someone almost dead from cholera. To be giving me so much pain, this fever must be very strong indeed." So this is the fever, high fever. So much so that Radharani's golden heart feels like it's melting. The next symptom, the eighth symptom, is unmad, madness, is explained as follows.
Bhramati bhavanagarbhe nirmini nirnimittam hasanti prathayati tava vartam chetana chetaneshu luthati cha bhuvi radha kampitangi murare vishama viraha khedodgari vibhranta chitta.
Uddhav said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, all the gopis are so afflicted by your absence that they have become almost mad." So Uddhav is reporting to Krishna when he goes back to Mathura, "Krishna, the gopis in separation from you are so badly afflicted by your absence that they have got almost mad.
O Murari,
At home, Srimati Radharani laughs unnecessarily and like a mad woman inquires about you from every entity without distinction. Even from the stones, she rolls on the ground, unable to bear the agony of your absence. Just see the situation of Srimati Radharani. Luthati cha bhuvi Radha kampitangi. She rolls on the ground, unable to bear the agony of your absence. The next is moha or illusion. And that is explained as follows.
Nirundhe dainyabdhim harati guru chinta paribhavam vilumpat unmadam sthagayati balad bashpalaharim idanim kamsare kuvalaya drisha kevalamidam vidhatte sachivyam tava virahamurcha sahachari.
Lalita wrote Krishna the following letter on Srimati Radharani's behalf. My dear Krishna, Srimati Radharani has fallen unconscious on the ground, her mind greatly agitated by her separation from you. O enemy of Kamsa, Kansari, O enemy of Kansa, you have now become a first-class politician, and therefore you can supposedly give relief to everyone. Therefore, please consider the plight of Srimati Radharani, or very soon you will hear of her death. Maybe at that time you will lament, although now you are jubilant. Lalita Devi is writing in her message to Krishna through the Hansadut, the swan messenger, that you are Kansari. You are the enemy of King Kansa. And you killed Kansa because he was causing trouble to your parents, Vasudeva Maharaj and Devaki Devi. But now the demon of separation, the demon of Vipralambha is causing unbearable agony to your Srimati Radharani. Will you not save her? You are Mathuranath, you are the king of Mathura. It is your duty to save your citizens. Are we not your citizens? Isn't Radharani your citizen? Please have mercy on her. Otherwise, it will be too late. She will die, Lalita Sakhi is saying. And that brings us to the 10th symptom, death, Mrityu. Death is explained in the Hamsadut, verse 96, as follows. Aye rasa krida rasika mama sakhyam navanava pura baddhayena pranaya lahari hanta gahana sachen mukta peksha stom asidhi mam tulasakham skhalam shakalam tulashakalam.
Yadetasya nasa nihitam idam adhyapi chalati.
In the following letter, Lalita Devi chastised Krishna for staying in Mathura simply by dancing in the circle of the rasa dance. You attracted Srimati Radharani's love.
Aye rasa krida rasika mana mama sakhyam navanava.
Why are you now so indifferent to my dear friend Radharani? Why are you indifferent to my dear friend Radharani now? She is lying nearly unconscious, thinking of your pastimes. I shall determine whether she is alive by putting a cotton swab under her nostrils. And if she is still living, I shall chastise her. Chastise her for what? For giving her heart to you. Hare Krishna. So that brings us to the end of this most amazing purport that Srila Prabhupada has given us. So we discussed the 10
symptoms that Srimati Radharani experienced in her separation from Krishna. And these symptoms of extreme pain are not the pain that we know, that we experience in this material world with our senses. No, this is not like that. If it was so, then why would Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describe it in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita? So this is not a mundane literature. This is a revealed scripture. This is Shastra. So the fact that Kaviraj Goswami is writing about it, it means this is transcendental, this is spiritual, this is special. So let us try to understand what this is all about. So we have to go back a little. Lord Ramachandra is Maryada Purushottam. By his leela, by his conduct, he teaches us what is ideal behavior. Lord Krishna is Leela Purushottam. By his amazing interactions with the different levels of high class devotees, especially the Vrindavan devotees, his friends, his girlfriends, his parents, his Gocharan Leela, his Makhanchor Leela, his Govardhan Dharan Leela, his Rasa Leela, all these different pastimes of Krishna are unprecedented. Therefore, Krishna is Leela Purushottam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prem Purushottam. Prem Purushottam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Brajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Shuta Hoilo Sei. So, Brajendra Nandan Krishna is Shachi Nandan, Shachi Sut, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he is Purushottam because Krishna is Purushottam. He speaks about himself, Purushottam Yoga, in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. No, that is 10th chapter, but Yo mam veti asamudho janati purushottamam sa sarva ved bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yo mam veti asamudho. Asamudho means without any doubt. One who knows me without any doubt, janati purushottam, that I am Purushottam, Supreme Personality of Godhead, sa sarva ved. Such a person knows everything. If one knows Krishna in truth, one doesn't have to study anything else. No need of studying, getting a university degree, nothing. If one knows Krishna, he knows everything. Yo mam veti asamudo janati purushottamam sa sarvavid bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Such a person, my dear Bharat, my dear Arjun, worships me with full feelings. Sarva bhavena bharata. So Krishna is Purushottam. And because Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Purushottam. But we call him Prema Purushottam. So Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is Purushottam, but he is Prema Purushottam. So what is this Prem? This is Radha Prem. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prema Purushottam. Purushottam because he is Krishna, but Prema Purushottam because he has got Radha Prem. He has got Radha Bhava. This Prem is Radha Prem. Specifically Radha Prem. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have read long ago in Adi Leela. That must have been quite a few years ago. I started speaking on Bhakti Sangha in 2017, March 2017, by the mercy of Priti Vilasini Mataji. That time it was Madhya Leela going on. I think the first time I spoke, it was about Sarvabhama Bhattacharya inviting Mahaprabhu for prasadam to his house. So Adi Leela is way before that. So that must be 2015 or 16, whenever the devotees Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Priti Vilasini Mataji started this. So many years ago in Adi Leela, we all must have read in the beginning of Adi Leela, the reasons for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the reasons for Prema Purushottam's advent in this material world. And Kaviraj Goswami gives three external reasons and three internal reasons. The external reasons are Yuga Dharma Sthapan, to establish the Yuga Dharma, which is Nam Sankirtan. Number two, to Premadan. Premadan, to give love of Godhead. Because the Yuga Dharma gives love of Godhead. All the incarnations, they gave love of Godhead. Lord Ramchandra gave, Krishna also gave love of Godhead. It is not, it may not be Vraj Prem, but love of Godhead. It is there. All the incarnations they give, love. So he came to give the dharma, yuga dharma, he came to give love of Godhead, so people can go back home, back to Godhead. And the third reason was to answer the prayers of his devotees, like Advaita Acharya, like Haridas Thakur and Srivas Thakur. So these are three external reasons. What is the meaning of external reason and internal reason? External reason means for others. Dharma samsthapanarthaya. For who? For all of us. For our betterment. Premadan for who? Namo maha vadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate. For who? For us. So we can get Krishna prema. And answering the prayers of devotees, other devotees like Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, for them, Gangadas Pandit, he came for their sake. So, external reasons of Mahaprabhu's advent, I will be speaking for around 15 minutes, my dear friends, please pay very close attention. This tattva is very important. See, we are speaking all these things on Bhakti Sangha. Many of these things should not be spoken publicly, but we are speaking because Bhakti Sangha is a unique platform in this world that ISKCON is giving us, where there is systematic study of the Shastras and nothing else. There is Japa, 2 times a day, all these devotees are doing Japa. They are all chanting more than 16 rounds attentively every day. They are following the 4 regulative principles. They are systematically studying the Shastra. And by studying systematically, verse by verse, now they have reached this confidential part of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So sincere devotees should take efforts to understand this very nicely. And therefore, I don't feel hesitation discussing these things on Bhakti Sangha, because it's a very nice forum. I really like it. There is nothing but Harikatha. Even on the YouTube, there are no advertisements. There is no monetization. It is just volunteers who want to serve and spread Krishna consciousness, spread Krishna Katha without any dilution, without any adulteration. There is just pure Harinam and Harikatha going on Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. So on this forum, I feel comfortable speaking what is in the heart. So this needs to be understood very properly. So external reasons are for others. And Mahaprabhu's internal reasons for appearing in this world are for himself. This is the difference. The 3 reasons why Mahaprabhu came are for himself. So if someone can pull up Adi Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, verse number 1.6. I would like to read this verse, because this verse, Adi Leela, chapter 1, verse 6 is very important. It shows us the 3 reasons for Mahaprabhu's, internal reasons for Mahaprabhu's appearance in this material world. The glory, or I have it here, I can read from here. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva Swadyo Yena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiya Saukhyam chasya madanubhavataha kidrisham veti lobha tad bhavadhyaha samajani shachi garbha sindhu harindu. The 3 reasons are mentioned here for Radharani's, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this material world. The internal reasons. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. What is the glory of Radharani's? Love. Pranaya Mahima, that is the first reason. Swadhyo Yena Adbhuta Madhurima. What are the wonderful qualities, sweet qualities that she alone swadhyo, relishes, tastes in Krishna. And third reason is Saukhyam Chasya Mad Anubhavata. What is that saukhyam? What is that divine happiness, anubhavata, that she realizes, that she experiences when she relishes the sweetness of Krishna's love? So these 3 are the internal reasons for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. So this verse is very important from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. 3 internal reasons for Mahaprabhu's appearance. And internal reasons means, we saw, it means his own reasons. External reasons means for others. Internal reasons means for himself. These are Krishna's personal reasons, private reasons why he came. And you can see in this verse, all these 3 reasons
internal reasons. All the three internal reasons for Mahaprabhu's advent in this world are related to Srimati Radharani, whose 10 ecstatic symptoms we discussed today in Viraha, in Vipralamba Bhava, the 10 ecstatic manifestations. So all these internal reasons are related to Srimati Radharani and Srimati Radharani only. This itself tells us what is the greatness of Radharani. That Mahaprabhu's reason, internal reason to come, all the three reasons have to do with Radharani. What is the glory of Radha Prem? What are the wonderful qualities of me, myself? Krishna is thinking that Radharani relishes alone. And what is the happiness that Radharani feels on being with me? Everything is related to Radharani. So then our acharyas explain there are three types of dhams. There is Prakata Dham, there is Aprakata Dham, and there is Drishyaman Dham. So this is again important tattva to understand. Prakata Dham is the dham that was manifested 5,000 years ago in Vrindavan, Bhauma Vrindavan, when Krishna was performing his pastimes on this planet Earth. When Krishna, Radharani, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, Kirtida Devi, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, when they were all there in Vrindavan, Bhauma Vrindavan, the earthly Vrindavan in India, when they were there 5,000 years ago, what Vrindavan was at that time when Krishna was manifesting his pastimes, that is called Prakata Dham. The eternal Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual sky, which is three times the size of the material creation. In the spiritual sky, the Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world, that is Aprakata Dham. Aprakata because it is not visible to our mundane eyes. So Prakata Dham is here when Krishna is physically manifesting his pastimes. That is Prakata Dham. Aprakata Dham is the spiritual Dham, which is eternal. Eternally the Leelas are going on. In the Prakata Dham on the earth planet, when Krishna is manifesting his pastimes, there is Nitya Leela going on and there is Naimittik Leela also going on. Eternal pastimes are going on and occasional pastimes are also going on the earthly Prakata Vrindavan, Prakata Dham. Nitya Leela and Naimittik Leela. Naimittik Leela means Dushtadaman Leela, killing the demons, for example. Then Krishna leaving Vrindavan and going. That never happens in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. But it happens in our earthly Vrindavan, Bhauma Vrindavan. It does happen. In the Prakata Dham, it happens. Then, what is Drishyaman Dham? Drishyaman Dham is the Dham that we see with our material eyes if today, in the year 2021, on April 6th, if we go to Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh, India, today, what we see with our material eyes, that is Drishyaman Dham. Actually, in Tattva, Dham is Dham. It is Chinmay. It is spiritual. But these are the three types of Dham. There is Prakata Dham when Krishna was here on earth. There is Aprakata Dham in the spiritual world. And there is Drishyaman Dham, what we see. We may see sewage tunnels. We may see deforestation. We may see plastic bags. That is what we are seeing with our drishti. So it's Drishyaman Dham. There are three types of Dham. Prakata, Aprakata and Drishyaman. Similarly, Krishna also has got three aspects to him. Again, in Tattva, Krishna is one. But there are three aspects to Krishna. One is the original Krishna who never leaves Vrindavan. That is Vrajendra Nandan Krishna, Yashoda Dulal Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Gopinath, Gopi Janavallabha, Ras Bihari Krishna. He never leaves Vrindavan. He is Vrindavan Chandra. He is Vrindavan Bihari. He never leaves Vrindavan. That is our original Krishna, Shyam Sundar. Then we have the Krishna who leaves Vrindavan and goes to Mathura. That is the second aspect of Krishna. Krishna has gone to Mathura to kill Kansa and to live with Vasudeva Maharaj and Devaki Devi. So he has gone to Mathura. That is Mathura Nath Krishna. There is Vrindavan Nath Krishna. There is Mathura Nath Krishna. And then the third aspect of Krishna is the Dwarka Nath Krishna. The king of Dwarka who goes to Kurukshetra. Who goes to Kurukshetra. The three aspects of Krishna. Similarly, my dear friends, Srimati Radharani also has got three aspects to her. There is Vrishabhanu Nandini Radharani, who never leaves Vrindavan. Who never leaves Vrindavan. She's always in Vrindavan. So that is our Radharani. Srimati Radharani. Gandharvika Radharani. She never leaves Vrindavan. Then there is Viyogini Radharani. Viyogini Radharani is Radharani in separation from Krishna when Krishna has gone to Mathura. When Krishna has left Vrindavan, he has gone to Mathura. In separation from Krishna, Radharani is crying, and that is Viyogini Radharani. So there is Vrishabhanunandini Radharani, then there is Viyogini Radharani. Viyogini Radharani is the one who feels pangs of separation when Uddhav comes as a messenger of Mathuranath Krishna. It is Viyogini Radharani who chants that verse, Ai Deena Dayardhanath He Mathura Nath Kada Avalokyase. So that is Viyogini Radharani in separation from Krishna. And then there is Samyogini Radharani, the third aspect of Srimati Radharani. Samyogini Radharani is that Radharani who leaves Vrindavan and goes to Kurukshetra to bring Krishna back. Hare Krishna. There is Samyogini Radharani. So there is Vrishabhanunandini Radharani, there is Viyogini Radharani, and there is Samyogini Radharani. Vrishabhanunandini Radharani and Viyogini Radharani never leave Vrindavan. But Samyogini Radharani leaves Vrindavan. She goes to Kurukshetra to try to bring Krishna back along with her sakhis. She is the one who pulls the chariot of Jagannath. So Radharani has got three aspects to her. Similarly, my dear friends, just like the Dham has three aspects, Lord Krishna has three aspects, and Srimati Radharani has three aspects, our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has three aspects. So three aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are, number one is Sachinandan, Navadvip Chandra Gaurahari. He is our Nimai Vishwambhara. He never leaves Navadvip. He is Navadvip Vihari, Navadvip Chandra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never leaves Navadvip. So he is like Rajendra Nandan Krishna, Shyam Sundar Krishna. He is like Vrishabhanunandini Radharani. Never leaves the dham. So Navadvip Chandra, Gauranga Mahaprabhu never leaves Navadvip dham. But then there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who leaves Navadvip and goes to Katwa and takes sannyas. So that is Shri Krishna Chaitanya who takes sannyas. He leaves Navadvip and takes sannyas. That is like Mathuranath Krishna who left Vrindavan. And then in Jagannath Puri, there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is our Navadvip Chandra Nimai. There is Shri Krishna Chaitanya who takes sannyas after leaving Navadvip. And there is Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about whom we are studying now today in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is the one who lives in Puri. He is the one who lives in Puri. And what is Puri? Puri is like Dwarka. So therefore, this aspect of Mahaprabhu, who is based in Puri, is similar to the Samyogini Radharani, who is trying to bring Krishna back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. And therefore, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the mood of Samyogini and Viyogini Radharani, is pulling the Jagannath card. That is Samyogini Radharani mode. And when he is in the Gambhira, like he is today, in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the association of Rup, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Raya. Third Radharani, Samyogini. Yes, correct. Third is Samyogini. There is Vrishabhanunandini Radharani, there is Viyogini Radharani in separation, and there is Samyogini Radharani who leaves Vrindavan and goes to Kurukshetra. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in the Rath Yatra, in the mood of Radharani, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes behind the chariot of Jagannath and with his head he pushes, that Jagannath who stops his chariot when Mahaprabhu is not dancing within his eyesight. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatumi. We want Jagannath to be within our eyesight. But when Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in the eyesight of Jagannath, Jagannath stops his Rath, his cart during Rath Yatra. So that Mahaprabhu, who is dancing in front of Jagannath, who is pulling the chariot of Jagannath, who is pushing with his head the chariot of Jagannath, that is Samyogini Radharani, who had gone to Kurukshetra to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan from Kurukshetra. And in the Gambhira, with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Raya, the Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is crying in separation from Krishna, is Viyogini Radharani. Viyogini Radharani. So these three aspects of Mahaprabhu have to be understood very nicely. To understand what is the mood
that Mahaprabhu is displaying here. Whose mood is this? It is the mood of Vyogini Radharani. So, after discussing this, we will very quickly wind up by discussing something very special. Why Krishna, what is Krishna's thought process? Because in Tattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. So what is Krishna's thought process? So we will go to Adi Leela, if someone can pull up. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 4, verse number 238. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 4, verse number 238.
Krishnera vichara eka achaye antare purnananda purnarasa rupa kahe more.
This is Krishna's vichar. This is Krishna's thought process. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing.
Krishnera vichara eka achaye antare purnananda purnarasa rupa kahe more.
Once Krishna considered within his heart, everyone says, I am complete bliss, full of all rasas. Next verse.
Ama haite anandita haya tribhuvana, ama ke ananda dibe aiche kona jana.
The whole world is deriving pleasure from me, Krishna is thinking. But is there anyone who can give me pleasure? Our Krishna is thinking. Next verse.
Ama haite jarahaya shata shata guna sei jana aladite pare moramana.
You remember? Go to next verse, please. Verse number 240. Remember once we said that
Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame Sahasranam Tattulyam Rama Nama Varanane.
That one name of Lord Ramachandra is equal to 1000 names of Vishnu Sahasranam. And
Sahasranam nam punya nam triravratya tu yat phalam ekavratya tu krishnasya nama ekam tatprayashati.
And one name of Lord Krishna is equal to three names of Lord Ramachandra, which is 3000 names. Three times Vishnu Sahasranam. We discussed this. And then we discussed that Srimati Radharani's name from the point of view of rasa, Srimati Radharani's name is hundreds of times more powerful than Krishna. So there is Vishnu Sahasranam. No demigods, devatas, devis, their name can even compare to the name of Lord Vishnu. And Vishnu Sahasranam, 1000 names of Vishnu is one name of Ram. And 3 names of Ram is one name of Krishna. And hundreds of names of Krishna are equal to one Radhana, one name of Srimati Radharani. This verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita is the proof. Krishna himself is saying, these are Krishna's thoughts.
Ama haite jarahaya shata shata guna. Sei jana aladite pare moramana.
Only that person who is hundreds of times more qualified than me can give pleasure to my mind. Alad. The word alad is used. Sei jana aladite pare moramana. Can give me pleasure. So now we'll go to Adi Leela chapter 4, verse number 121. Adi Leela chapter 4, verse number 121. This tattva is very important to understand, my dear friends. It is very sweet also.
Tahara prathama vancha kariye vyakhyana.
Now, Kaviraj Goswami is explaining the desires of Krishna.
Krishna kahe ami haye rasera nidhana.
So Krishna says, ami haye rasera nidhana. I am the primary source of all the rasas. I am Rasaraj. I am Raseshwar. Raso vaisaha, Vedanta Sutra says. So, dear devotees, please stay with me if possible. But if you have to leave, please leave. But just give me a few more minutes because this is very important. So, I want to discuss a few verses. So, now next verse, please. 122. We will be doing 122, 123, 124. So, 122.
Purnanandamaya ame chinmay purna tattva radhikara premeya makara ye unmata.
This is such an amazing verse. Please pay attention. Krishna is saying, Purnananda Maya Ami Chinmaya Purna Tattva. I am full of bliss. I am complete spiritual truth.
Mataha Parataram Na Anyat. But Radhikara Premeya Ma Karaya Unmata.
But Radha Prem
Radhikara preme ama karaya unmata. Radha prem is making me mad. Lord Krishna is saying, Radha prem, Radha bhav is making me mad, although I am Rasaraj. Najanir, next verse, please. Najani radhara preme ache katabala je bale amare kare sarvada vivala. Now Krishna, who is abhigya swaraj, the first verse of Bhagavatam is Krishna abhigya, he is sarvagya, he knows everything, he is omniscient. He says najani radhara preme, but there is one thing that I don't know, and that is radha prem. ना जानी राधार प्रेमे आछे कत बल जे बले आमारे करे सर्वदा विवल. I do not know the strength of Srimati Radharani's love and with which she always overwhelms me. So Krishna is overwhelmed, विवल, with Radha Prem, with Radha's Prem. Next verse, please. राधिकार प्रेम गुरु आमि शिष्य नट सदा आमा नाना नृत्य नाचाय उद्भट. This is another brilliant gem coming from the nectar-filled oceanic heart of Kaviraj Goswami. And Kaviraj Goswami's heart is flooded from the bigger ocean, which is the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami. Radhikara Prema Guru. So Krishna is mad after Radhika Prem, Radha Prem. Krishna himself is saying. And Radhikara Prem, he is saying Radhika Prem, Radha Prem, Radha Bhav is my Guru. So Krishna is Jagat Guru. Shaligrama Shila Yantu Sakshat Shri Krishna Sevanam Nityam Sannihistastatra Vasudevo Jagat Guru. Vasudev is Jagat Guru. Krishna is Jagat Guru. But who is Krishna's Guru, Jagat Guru Rera Guru? That is Srimati Radharani. Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishanata. I am her pupil and I am her Kashtera Putali. I am her nata. I am her dancing puppet. Sada ama nana nritte nachaya udbhata. Her love, Radha Prem, makes me dance in different novel ways. Novel dances. So here we have established that Krishna is transcendentally mad for Radha Prem. So now there are some examples that Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj gives that prove that Krishna, who is Sarveshwareshwara, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is, you can stop the screen sharing, is, then I will, you can pull up next, Adilila 4126, which verse is this? 4126. 4126. That will be the next one we discuss. So, there are some examples that Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj gives that prove that Krishna is transcendentally mad after Radha Prem. Gaur Govind Maharaj says that Krishna comes to Radharani's home, and because he's scared of Jatila, sometimes all night he's hiding behind a berry tree in the courtyard of Srimati Radharani. Then if he knows that Radharani takes the milk and butter and goes along a particular path, Krishna sits on that path, hoping that some dust from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, he will be able to get. Sometimes, just to get Radharani's association, he takes the form of the wife of a barber. So he can come and he can decorate Srimati Radharani's hair and give her a hairstyle. That is Krishna's mood. Then Alta, it is like a red cosmetic that is applied to the soles of the feet of ladies. And sometimes Krishna takes the form of a lady who has made very nice red color to apply on the soles of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And he comes knocking on the door of Radharani that, would you like to buy this from me, this red color? Then sometimes he takes the disguise of a beggar woman. Bhikshuk, a beggar woman, and comes begging that, Radharani, please give me some alms, please give me something. He comes just to take darshan of Radharani and to get some Mahaprasad from Radharani. Then sometimes he disguises himself as the wife of a gardener. My husband is a gardener. I have got many flowers. Radharani, knock, knock, knock. Can I please make some garlands for you? Please give me some service. Krishna comes although Radharani has Rupa Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, all these Guna Manjari, all these Manjaris to make garlands for her. But Krishna comes to get some Manjari Seva. He says, can I make a garland for you? Then sometimes he comes disguised as a woman who is the wife of a washerman. My husband is a washerman. Can I take your clothes? I'll wash them. I'll make them sparkling clean and I will bring them. Your clothes will be very effulgent if I wash them. Please give me your clothes. Because Krishna just wants to touch the clothes of Srimati Radharani to get her association. Sometimes he takes the form of a wife of a sandalwood pacemaker. And he says, I will get first class sandalwood for you. Can I bring you some sandalwood? Can I decorate you with some sandalwood paste? Then there are other pastimes, but we don't have time. So there are many instances like this where Krishna is mad after Radharani. So the point we are trying to make is, as Lila Purushottam Krishna, Krishna tried to taste the love that Srimati Radharani feels, Radha Bhava, but he could not. He could not. Even though he is all powerful, he is omnipotent, he could not. And therefore, Krishna was running hither and thither, crying for Radha. And our Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj used to sing this song. All our acharyas have sung the glories of Srimati Radharani. He used to sing, Kothai go prema mai radhe 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 go jaya radhe 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 dekha diye prana rakho radhe 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 tomar kangal tumai dake radhe radhe. This is a very well-known song sung by our Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And day and night, he used to chant Radha Nam. Day and night, he used to sing this song. That brings us to this verse. So in this way, Krishna tried very much to relish Radha Bhav as Krishna, but he could not. As Krishna Chandra, he could not. Then brings us to this verse, verse number 126. Nija prema swade mora haye je ahlada taha hate koti guna radha prema swada. Whatever pleasure I get from tasting my love for Srimati Radharani, she tastes 10 million times more. She tastes 10 million times more. So Radharani is getting taste of millions of times more pleasure than what I am getting. Next verse, go to 133, please. 133. Verse number 133. Same chapter. Adilila, chapter 4, 133. Thank you so much. This is the last verse, probably. I'll try. Actually, probably last verse. 133. Vishaya jatiya sukha amara aswada amahaite koti guna ashrayer alada. I taste the bliss to which the object of love is entitled. But the pleasure of Radha, the abode of that love, is 10 million times greater. Radharani is tasting a much higher love and Krishna was greedy for that. Then, another place he says, Apani karimu bhakta bhava angikare, apani achari bhakti shikhaimu sabare. He was saying that I have to become a bhakta to teach bhakti to everyone. I have to teach by my own example. So I have to come in the mood of a bhakta. Then you go to the next verse, please, 134. Ashraya jatiya sukha paite manadhaya jatne aswadite nari ki kori upaya. My mind races to taste the pleasure experienced by the abode. So Radharani is ashraya vigraha. Krishna is vishaya vigraha. Krishna is the object of love. And Radharani is the reservoir of all love. She is the resting shelter of all love. She is the source of all love. So Radharani is Ashraya Vigraha. Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. Radharani is the supreme Ashraya Vigraha. And Krishna is saying, Ashraya Jatiya Sukha Paite Manodhaya Jatne Aswadite Nari Kikori Upaya. My mind races to taste the pleasure experienced by the Ashraya Vigraha Radharani, abode. But I cannot taste it. Even by my best efforts, I cannot taste it. What is, how can I get this taste? How can I get this taste? See, Krishna's eagerness is increasing. Next verse, please. Kabu jadi ei premar hai ye ashraya tabe ei premanander anubhava haya. If sometime I can be the abode of that love, if I can also become the ashraya vigraha like Radharani, in short, if I can get Radha Bhav, then only I can taste its joy. Next verse, last verse, please.
Eta chinti rahe Krishna parama kautuki ridaye badaye prema lobha dhaka dhaki.
Thinking in this way, eta chinta, thinking in this way, Krishna was very curious to taste that love, very eager to taste the love of Radharani. His eager desire increased for that love and it blazed in his heart. Ridaye badaye prema lobha dhaka dhaki. The greed for prema kept on increasing, kept on increasing.
Tabe ei premanande anubhava haya kabu jadi ei premara haye ashraya.
Therefore, Krishna decided to become the ashraya vigraha. You can stop the screen sharing now. Thank you so much. And he came in the mood of Radharani.
Therefore, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Raladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatautau Chaitanya Khyam Prakatam Adhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam.
That's why Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna who has taken the mood of Radharani, Radha Bhav. He has taken the compassionate, merciful nature of Srimati Radharani and he has taken the complexion of Srimati Radharani. With these three aspects of Srimati Radharani, after he accepted these three aspects of Radharani, Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Vyogini Radha, he is experiencing these 10 symptoms that we have experienced. So to experience these 10 that we have read about today. So to experience these 10 symptoms of Vipralambha Prem that we read about today is the highest attainment for Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is certainly not something attainable to all of us as the Tatastha Shakti of Krishna, the marginal potency of Krishna, we certainly cannot claim. But we can assist Radha and Krishna in their eternal pastimes. We can assist them in their pastimes. So the point we are trying to make is Srimati Radharani's love is very, very extraordinary, very, very divine, very spiritual, very transcendental, very great. In fact, it is the highest. We saw Krishna's name is the highest. And we saw how Radharani is even higher than Krishna from the point of view of rasa. Because she is Krishna's Ladini Shakti. And how Krishna is mad to taste Radha Bhav, to taste the love that Srimati Radharani has. And the symptoms of that love, when that love is inside, the external symptoms that manifest, those 10 symptoms we discussed today. So it is not to be taken in a mundane way. It is not to be taken as just symptoms of some patient talking mad, becoming thin, being unclean. No, it is not like that. This is something that was even unattainable for Krishna. Krishna tried his best, so many ways he tried to get that. He could not. Finally, he had to adopt the mood of Srimati Radharani. And he had to come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he was able to relish it. And what happens to him when he relishes? We will be reading in the subsequent verses. Amazing bodily transformations which this world has never seen. His joints getting dislocated, being held together just by skin, his limbs entering his body, appearing like Gaura Kurma, as Kurma Dev, but he's Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sometimes becoming very elongated, his body becoming pale white, stopping to breathe, all signs of life leaving his body. Very, very unheard of, unseen, incomprehensible
manifestations. We will be reading in the subsequent verses, but we must always remember that these are the symptoms of Radha Bhava, which are the highest. We should worship Srimati Radharani on the altar of our heart as the highest Ashraya Vigraha. And our only prayer is Radha Dasyam, to somehow or the other become the servants of the servants of the servants of Srimati Radharani. All our acharyas have sung about Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is directly saying in the page of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila chapter 4, how he wants to become a recipient of Radharani's mood, Radha Bhava. Rupa Goswami wrote Radhikashtakam, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. He wrote all this Ujjwal Neelamani from which we were reading today. He wrote Hamsadut, we were reading it today. So Rupa Goswami is glorifying Radharani. Raghunath Das Goswami wrote Radhikashtakam. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote Radhikashtakam. I will just one last thing. I'm very sorry to go so over time. If someone can pull up the seventh verse of Radhikashtakam by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, we will just read that one verse and we'll end. So all the acharyas have sung. Narottama Thakur says, Radha Krishna Pranamor, Jugala Kishor, Jivane Marane Gati Arana Himur. Jiva Goswami says, Vrindavaneshwari Radha Krishna Vrindavaneshwara, Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatirma. There is no other attainment I have other than Radha and Krishna in life or in death. Jivane Nidhane Radha Krishna Gatirma. Radha and Krishna are my only. Our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, extensively they wrote about the glories of Srimati Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada also extensively glorified Srimati Radharani. In this period of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, especially in the conversation with Ramananda Raya, and in his own bhajan that he wrote privately on the Jaladuta, Krishna Tava Punya Have Bhaye Punya Kori Bejabe Radharani Sukhi Have. Dhruvati Bolito Matai. Telling you for sure, you cannot attain Krishna without Radharani. And I found similar tattva being described by Narottama Das Thakur in Prem Bhakti Chandrika. So therefore, Radharani is the highest object of worship for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We are all aspiring for Radha Dasyam. This should be very clear to all of us. We are all aspiring for Radha Dasyam. Radharani is the highest for us. Once Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was at Govardhan and Radhakund, and some devotees were doing Govardhan Parikrama. I don't remember exactly the pastime, but the gist is like that. They were offering Dandavati Parikrama to Govardhan because they were considering Govardhan to be Krishna. Govardhan is not different from Krishna, so they were doing Dandavat Parikrama for Govardhan. It takes many, many weeks to do it, the full Govardhan Dandavati Parikrama they were doing. So one disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented that, wow, what devotion that they are doing Dandavati Govardhan Parikrama. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, yes, that is very good. However, our mood as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as Rupanugas, Srila Saraswati Thakur is saying, our mood is that we are servants of Srimati Radharani. And our interest in Krishna is only because Srimati Radharani loves Krishna. This was the sweet mood of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's speaking in his Manjari Swarup. That I am a maid servant of Sri Rupa Manjari, who is the most intimate servant of Lalita Sakhi and Srimati Radharani. And service to Radharani is everything for us. Everything for us. So this we have to understand, my dear friends. And we should practice our devotional service with this mood. Now we'll conclude by reading the seventh verse of Radhikashtakam, because we were reading about this ecstatic manifestations in the transcendental body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sveda kampa kantha kashru gada gada di sanchita marsha harsha vamatadi bhava bhushana anchita krishna netra toshi ratna mandana lidadhika mayamatma pada padma dasya dastu radhika.
Sveda means perspiration. Kampa means trembling. Kantak, the hair standing on end. Ashru, tears streaming down. Gadgad, the voice becoming, you know, faltering voice. Adi, another ecstatic, Ashtasatvik Vikar. They are all present in Srimati Radharani. Marsha, Harsha. Marsha means being very sad or impatient. Harsha means being very joyful, very blissful. Vama Bhava means being contrary, leftist mood. Adi, another different bhava, different moods. Bhushana, Srimati Radharani is decorated with all these moods of happiness, of lamentation, of maan, and then perspiration, trembling, quivering, hair standing on end, voice faltering. These are all bhushana, these are all decorations of Srimati Radharani. They are not ordinary symptoms. Because this material world, after all, is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. But the original beauty is in the spiritual world. And who is Srimati Radharani? Krishna Netra Toshira. She is that jewel who is giving most happiness, most joy to Krishna's eyes. Krishna Netra Toshi. And Ratna Mandanali Dadhika. And she is decorated with very beautiful jewels. For me, this beautiful jewels always means her associates, her sahacharis, the sakhis and the manjaris who are with Radharani. They are her jewels. Mayam Atma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika. O Srimati Radharani, please give me servitude, service to your lotus feet. Pada Padma Dasya. This is Radha Dasya. Therefore, this line, fourth line of Radhikashtakam by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is the motto for all of us, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Mayam Atma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika. Mayam Atma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, dear devotees. I will stop here. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Such a beautiful class, totally immersed. The entire class was very, very nice. The way you explained the mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna and Sri Mahaprabhu, everything put together, the entire presentation was very wonderful. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much. So much effort. And you have really put the message across in a very beautiful manner. Thank you so much. Dear devotees, I know many of you cannot unmute because of the number of people. We have the option of either hand raise or comment. So if you would like to make a comment, you can either text or raise your hand and we will unmute you accordingly or read your message. So anyone who would like to comment or ask any questions, please go ahead. Any questions or comments for Prabhu? We have Kasturi Manjari Mataji. Mataji, you can go.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Koti Koti Dhanvad Pranam, Prabhu Jashira Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for this very, very exalted topic, the way you described. And finally, in the end, when you mentioned that it's the highest and for us really, really high. So only thing that we can do is desire for the Dasya Bhav for Radharani. Thank you so much for that, Prabhu. It's really like above my head, like nothing. It's just beyond my understanding, but that only aspiration that I can have is that mood of service. And I really beg for the prayers of you and all the devotees to actually cultivate that mood of service towards Radharani. Thank you so much. For
you are on mute, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible now? I said thank you, Priti Vilasini Mataji, and thank you, Kasturi Manjari Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Vrinda Gopika Mataji, you can go next.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Ananta Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Not qualified to enter Sridham Vrindavan Dham Leelas Prabhuji. You explained so nicely about the Srimati Shishi Radha bhav mode, and then you explained Shri Sanatan Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, how nicely they narrated the pastime, Prabhuji. We cannot explain in the words that what we are feeling. Anantha Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srila Radha Gopinath, give a lots of bhakti, bhakti and bhakti. And you give a Krishna consciousness in all over the world. That is the blessing coming from the heart. Hari Hari Gauranga, feel that Maharaj is taking class. That much potency in your class, Ma, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dandvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Vrinda Gopinath.
Sorry, Priti Vilas.
No problem.
I was not able to raise my hand, maybe because I am a co-host.
Yes, you can raise your hand if you're a co-host. Okay,
thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dandvat Pranam, no glories to Srila Prabhupada. Excellent, excellent class, Prabhu. I really like how you took the topic of Vira, the separation as per Chaitanya Charitamrita, but then, you know, you also took up the little bit pastimes of union. So that I really liked, you know, the change of emotions. So thank you for that. And I have one quick question. Like you mentioned about three aspects of dham, right? So one is prakata, next is aprakata. Third, I was not able to hear correctly. It's bhauma or something else?
It is drishyaman, drishyaman.
Drishyaman.
What okay. We see with our drishti.
Oh, what we see our drishti. Okay. So this is a drishyaman. And for Srimati Radharani, it's Rishabhanu Nandini, then Viyogini, and then Samyogini. Right?
Okay. Yes, yes.
I just want to make it clear before writing down, you know, something
else. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much once again for wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay, we do have some comments in the text box. Everyone is thanking you, Anjana Gopika Mataji, Parima Mataji, Flavior Mataji, Uttam Shloka Prabhu, Pink Yogi, and Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Thank you all so much. Is there anyone else who wants to raise hand again? I see Kasturi Manjari Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, correct me if I'm wrong, Prabhu, I think somewhere I heard about the dham, that there is this, the dham that we through the vision of our acharyas, so I don't know which category it will fall in, I don't know if I'm correct, and I think I heard from maybe Amrinder Prabhu, that the dham that we see through the vision of our acharyas.
Yes, so I'm not exactly sure what Harinda Prabhu was, but what I've heard and read is that the pure devotees, mm-hmm. when they go to the dham mm-hmm. today, for example, when Srila Prabhupada is there in the dham,
mm-hmm.
or when Narottam Das Thakur is sitting in Vrindavan Dham, his friends,
mm-hmm.
Ramchandra Kaviraj, Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Pandit, sitting with his friends, Narottam Das Thakur is writing this bhajan. Vrindavana Ramya Sthana Divya Chintamani Dhama Ratana Mandirama Mahara. Narottam Das Thakur is seeing this. There are beautiful visual temples and Dham is so beautiful. And Narottamdas Thakur is saying, Tara madhe hema pitha ashtadale be ashtadale pradhan. He's seeing the Ashtasakis with Radha and Krishna sitting on a beautiful lotus. Tara madhe ratnasane bosi achendui jan shama sange sundari. And on a bejeweled throne, he is saying, Tara madhe ratna asane bosi ache dui jane. Radha and Krishna are sitting, shama sange sundari radhika. So when we go to Vrindavan, we don't see this. At least I have not seen. So we don't see, we see the drishyaman dham. But our acharyas, they are seeing all this. So what are they seeing? This is the aprakata Vrindavan they are seeing, the spiritual Vrindavan they are seeing. So our acharyas, their vision is aprakata Vrindavan. Why it cannot be prakata Vrindavan? Because prakata Vrindavan was 5,000 years ago when Krishna was there. And then Krishna wound up his pastimes apparently and then he went back to the spiritual realm. So then it becomes Drishyaman Dham. But when our acharyas go to the Drishyaman Dham, they still see aprakata Dham, eternal Dham. Eternal Leela. Nitya Leela Sukha More Sada is Purva Mora Mane. May these eternal Leelas always be manifest in my heart. So they are seeing the Aprakata Dham, the Nitya Leela they are seeing. Is that okay, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. And Prabhu, is it possible to share those bhajans that you mentioned about what?
Yes. What Srimati Radharani
yes.
Singing. Yes, I will share it.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Anyone else would like to ask Prabhu anything? Hare Krishna Mataji has a question. Could you please unmute her? Okay. I think she can press *6 if I'm not wrong on the phone, the landline number *6. She should be fine. We are trying to unmute her.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, Prabhuji, I wanted to ask you about, you talked about Pragat Dham, you talked about Drisht Dham, and you talked about Vraj Dham, and you talked about Vrindavan. What I wanted to know, if somebody has a desire to live in Vraj Dham, Vrindavan, or already is living there, coming from outside Vrindavan, goes there, lives there, should they be able to see everyone over there, those that are Brajvasis, those that are residents who came from outside but got settled in Braj, with one eye, with the eye that everybody serving Krishna in one way or another, and everybody is a Brajvasi and should be respected at all times, should not have any dosh buddhi, and all is either manjaris, either gwales, either gopis or gopsakas, should they see Vrindavan people like this, with this sight, with this eye?
Yes, Mataji, absolutely. Said it perfectly.
Okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to know. I actually had a very deep desire to find this answer for this question. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. What you said is perfect.
Hare Krishna.
I think Sita Priti Mataji had raised her hand.
Sita Priti, you want to unmute?
Yes, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhamat Pranam.
Hare Krishna,
all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And all glories to your wonderful service, Prabhuji. Prabhu, like I am a little bit confused over here, and I don't know, it might be a silly question which I'm asking. But then when you gave about all the verses about the viraha which was there, it is so deep and it is so so painful to hear also, like what Radharani was going through. So in this context, we feel that how could Krishna do that with Radharani? And on the second hand, we know that, okay, Krishna never left Vrindavan. Then why was Radharani in such pain? So that first question bothers a lot. I don't know, I know it's a silly question because you all have such beautiful answers for it. But then to that, still it haunts me that how can Krishna trouble Radharani in such a way? Sorry for that question, but I just want, I don't know.
I will refer you to one lecture of Radhana Swami Maharaj on love in separation. I will share it with you. But if you go to ISKCON Desire Tree, you go to Radhanath Swami, go to by year, go to 2010. And in 2010, in the month of March, Maharaj gave a lecture, Love in Separation. And many of the things that I spoke are from that lecture. So in that, Maharaj says something very, very sweet, which I could really relate to. Maharaj was saying that when Lord Ramchandra banishes Mother Sita or sends her in the forest to live in the ashram of Valmiki Muni, it is a very painful part of Ramayana when she was pregnant and sending her away from Ayodhya to live in Valmiki Muni's ashram. It's such a painful part of Ramayana. And then Maharaj said many devotees, they read Ramayana up to Sita and Ram coming back to Ayodhya. And then they do not read ahead after that. And I was one of them. I used to always avoid. I have read it, but I avoid reading it again and again. I have stopped there because it's too painful. So similarly, Prabhupada Lilamrita, Prabhupada's passing away, it's too painful to read. So I don't read that section. There's a video also of Srila Prabhupada leaving this world, and so many devotees have forwarded that to me, but I have never seen it because it's too painful. I don't want to see. So these things are very painful. And Maharaj said that yes, Sita Devi, when she was pregnant, being sent away to the ashram of Valmiki Muni is certainly the most painful part of Ramayana. But then Maharaj said, but actually, it is the sweetest part. And I stopped what I was doing when Maharaj said, I said, what? Maharaj, what did you say? It is the sweetest part of Ramayana. And Maharaj said, yes, that is the sweetest part of Ramayana, actually. And this takes some realization to understand how it is so. But it is simply because when there is separation, the love increases so much. When there is union, definitely there is, the love is infinite. But when there is separation, that infinite love increases infinitely. And because Krishna is in the heart, and because Krishna is not there physically present, Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj also explains that then the devotee goes internal, inside. And because Krishna is inside, there is a heart-to-heart union. So there is a full essay that Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj writes. You know what the topic of that essay is? Separation is union. Separation, vipralambha, is union. How union? It is an internal union, heart-to-heart. And then Gaur Govind Maharaj goes on to say that when there is union, there is one Krishna and there is one Radharani. There is one Sita and there is one Ram. And they are together. But when there is separation, for example, when Srimati Sita Devi, she was sitting in the Ashok Vatika and she was feeling separation from Lord Ramchandra. She's looking here and there. She's seeing Ram everywhere. And she's experiencing Ram in the heart. She's experiencing Ram everywhere. In every tree, everywhere she looks, she sees Ram. So which is better? To have one Ram with you or to have many Rams with you? So similarly, Radharani. When she is with her Shyam Sundar, there is Radha Shyam Sundar. And that is very beautiful. But when they are in separation, wherever Radharani looks, she sees only Shyam Sundar. Every Tamal tree, every rock of Govardhan, everything reminds her, every peacock reminds her, every yellow color reminds her of Krishna. If she sees her Sakhi's black hair, those black hair also remind her of the black color, reminds her of Krishna. Everything is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sarvatra hoye Ishta Deva Spurti. Everywhere there is Ishta Deva Spurti. Everywhere she sees Krishna. So in separation, there are so many reciprocations, so many unions. So in that way, it is very sweet. And then the best thing about separation, best thing about Vipralamba is eventually when there is sambhog, when there is union, when there is milan, that is so much more beautiful. because of separation. So separation nourishes union. That is why separation exists. Otherwise, separation doesn't exist in the relationship of Radha and Krishna. But the reason separation exists is because it nourishes the union. When the union is there, it is so much more beautiful. Is that somewhat okay, Siddha Priti Mataji? But I will send the whole lecture to you.
Yes, Prabhu. Please send. And you really touched that part where always Ramayana, that part is always, it's always very, you know, painful to even think about it or see anything related to it.
I'll send you the lecture. Can I tell you something very quickly? I'll try to make it in just 2 minutes, very quickly.
Sure.
There was a very great devotee in Maharashtra, and he used to do Ram Katha, one saint. And he used to do Ram Katha. And whenever he would do Ram Katha, Hanumanji would come and sit in the Ram Katha. Nobody knew, but the Ram Bhakta knew that Hanumanji is coming. Because wherever there is Ram Katha, Hanumanji comes. So he's telling Ram Katha and Hanumanji is there. And he's describing. He used to actually read Ramcharitmanas, this particular devotee. He used to read Hindi, Ramcharitmanas, and tell Ramayana stories. So he's reading Ramcharitmanas and he's describing that in Ashok Vatika, when Srimati Sita Devi is sitting in separation from Ram, there are flowers everywhere. And all those flowers are white in color. They are pure white flowers everywhere. He's describing Ashok Vatika. So after the katha is over, everybody goes. Hanumanji comes to this devotee and says, you said that those flowers are white. But actually I was there, because in Sundarkand, I went there to Ashok Vatika to meet Sita Devi. And those flowers were red, not white. I wanted to correct that. So this Ram Bhakta said, no, but in my meditation, when I read Ramcharitmanas and I meditate on this Leela, when in my meditation, those flowers are white. Hanumanji said, but I was there, Baba. They were red. Those flowers were red. I'm telling you, all the flowers were red. So then they said, how do we reconcile? So then Hanumanji says, let's go and ask Sita Devi, because Sita was there. I was there for a few hours. You were there in your meditation, but Sita was there for almost a year. So let's go and ask Sita Devi. So then Hanumanji takes this devotee with him, carries him to the eternal Ayodhya, where Srimati Sita Devi is. And they go to Sita Devi. It's a true story. And they ask Sita Devi, those colors, the flowers in the Ashok Vatika, where you were there for almost a year, what was the color of those flowers? And Sita Devi says, oh, I remember those flowers very well. All those flowers were blue in color. They were blue. So then Hanumanji said, what? They were blue? No, they were red. And this Ram Bhakta says, no, they were white. And Sita Devi says, no, they were blue. So are you all intrigued and enjoying the story so far? So then Hanumanji,
yes,
Hanumanji,
yes, Prabhu.
This Ram Bhakta and Sita Devi, they are intrigued. They say, we have to reconcile this. How do we reconcile? So then Sita Devi says, let's ask Raghunath. We'll go to Lord Ramchandra and we'll ask him. So three of them go to Lord Ram. Now Lord Ram has not been there, but Lord Ram is Sarvagya. He's Purushottam. He knows everything. He's Bhagwan. So he knows everything. So Sita Devi petitions Lord Ramchandra that there is some discussion between us, and we want to know whether those flowers were white. This Ram Bhakta is saying they were white, but Hanumanji is saying that they were red. And I clearly remember they were all blue in color. So can you please reconcile and tell us what was the color of those flowers? So Lord Ramchandra smiles and he says, the flowers actually were white. Those flowers were white. So then Hanumanji and Sita Devi are, they're bewildered. How is that? So Lord Ramchandra says, and the flowers were also red. And then he looks at Sita Devi and says, and the flowers were also blue. Now all three of them are confused. How can one flower be white? It can also be red and it can also be blue. So they ask Lord Ram, please explain the mystery. So Lord Ramchandra says that actually the flowers are white. Those flowers in Ashok Vatika, they are white. And therefore Goswami Tulsidas and this Ram Bhakta in his meditation, they saw those flowers as white. But when Hanumanji went there in Sundarkand and he saw the plight of Srimati Sita Devi, how she had become thin. These all symptoms of Radharani were there in Sita Devi. She had become thin, she was crying. So when he saw Srimati Sita Devi in that pathetic situation, he became angry. And Hanumanji's eyes became red shot, red with anger. And because Hanumanji's eyes were red, everything he saw was red. Even those white flowers looked red to Hanumanji. And as far as you are concerned, Sita Devi, because you are always Nilambuda Shamala Komalangam Sitapati, because you are always meditating on me as Sitapati, who has the complexion of Ghanshyam, rain-filled cloud, because my complexion is blue. So Lord Ramchandra, in some kalpas, he appears as color of Durba grass, greenish. In some, he appears as Ghanshyam also, as bluish. So here, Lord Ram said, because you were meditating on me, Sita, you were seeing my blue complexion everywhere. You were seeing me everywhere. So you saw those flowers as blue. So Sita saw the flowers as blue because of meditation on Ram. Hanumanji was transcendentally angry in his service at Ravan. So he saw everything red. And this devotee was seeing it as it is, as Goswami Tulsidas saw. Right. So Lord Ramchandra says, all three of you are correct. All three are correct. So I mentioned this story to say that in Vipralamba, in separation, see, Srimati Sita Devi is seeing all the flowers also as Ram. Blue. So therefore, Vipralamba is very special. Is that okay, Mataji? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Wonderful, wonderful class, Prabhu. Very nice. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Stop here.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu. And you have some more comments in the chat box. Would you like to read them, Prabhu, or shall I read it out?
Are there questions?
No, there are no questions, just comments and glorification.
Thank you. Thank you. All the devotees for your kind comments. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. And there are a lot of people on video thanking you as well. Pradhyana Prabhu, Sreshta Pati Prabhu, both of them are on video thanking you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Kamodaki Mataji. Mataji, the call. I'll hand it over to you if you want to end the call.
Yes, Radhishya.
Hello.
Kamadaki unmute, Mataji. Shall I unmute you? Can you unmute? Okay, I think she's Mataji, you're able to unmute? Oh, you're not on audio. Okay. Okay. I think there is an issue.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice.
Very good.
Thank you. Dandavan Pranam Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.